91.3 KXCI Tucson. It is Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is where we invite our friends from the U of A to come on in and tell us about what they've been working on in school, what their plans are for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Aline Krauss. She is a physiology senior at the University of Arizona. Welcome, Aline.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me what you've been working on at the U of A.
So I've been working in Dr. Thomas' lab, that's a chemistry lab, for about 1 year now. And the main focus of my research is the role of iron in cancer cell growth. But let me start with a little bit of background information so it all makes more sense.
Okay.
So one characteristic of cancer cells is that they have a very rapid proliferation rate. And in order to grow that fast, they need a lot of nutrients such as iron. And another characteristic of cancer cells is that they can attract and re-educate macrophages, which are cells from the immune system. These macrophages have been found to have an iron-releasing phenotype, and cancer cells can reprogram these macrophages, and they are then called tumor-associated macrophages. So we speculate that these tumor-associated macrophages release the iron and basically deliver it to the cancer, and that's how they help the cancer cell growth. So right now I'm currently developing a chemical toolbox to study this iron communication between the tumor-associated macrophages and the cancer cells, because up to this date, it's not very well studied.
If we eliminated some of that iron, do you think that would be a good thing?
Well, our body needs iron, so it's important that we can just eliminate the iron from the cancer cells or the tumor-associated macrophages, but every other cell needs the iron.
Okay. I was just checking. I thought maybe there was an answer right there.
Nope.
What do you hope to find from your work in the lab?
So this approach, so iron chelation, so binding iron so the cancer cells or the body can't use it, has been used for diseases like iron overload disease. Mm-hmm. But it hasn't been used in any chemotherapy that's currently on the market for cancer. So we're hoping that with this toolbox that I'm developing, we can study this communication between the tumor-associated macrophages and the cancer cells better. And hopefully at some point it will lead to a new therapeutic approach of targeting cancer.
Excellent. And what would you like to do with your future?
Right now I'm currently applying to medical school. And that's to pursue my goal of becoming a physician. Right now, I can really see myself going into oncology and study more about cancer and also, you know, help patients and continue research.
Excellent. And do you listen to music?
Of course I listen to music.
What kind of music do you like?
I listen to almost anything, so alternative, rock, even classical.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.